This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. While the U.S. Senate plans a quick vote this week on defunding Planned Parenthood, news comes that a dozen more shocking videos displaying Planned Parenthood marketing abortions for the organs they provide. The bill will skip the committee process to get a full Senate vote. This Tuesday, July 28, American pro-life advocates are protesting against federal funding at locations in cities across the U.S. Late last week, doctors in France said they were postponing ending the life of a severely brain-damaged man in France by withdrawing food and water. The gruesome process is identical to what Terry Schiavo experienced years ago, and his family says the man is aware of what doctors are proposing to do at the behest of divided family members. This is Life News Radio. In the story of the Gentile woman begging for her daughter's healing, Jesus tells us that healing is the bread that belongs to his children. Healing is as much a part of Christian salvation as water is part of human life. One is essential to the other. Discover the healing retreats of the John Paul II Healing Center on the web. One retreat is coming to Seattle this August. To register or to bring a retreat to your community, find on the web the John Paul II Healing Center. The same week that Australian Philip Nitschke announced he's going to demonstrate a machine that will kill people in seconds at a Scotland arts festival, proponents of assistance in killing by suicide are getting bad exposure in a new study showing that this practice targets primarily women and people with depression or autism. The British Medical Journal examination of requests for suicide in Belgium is to be released Monday. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.